From stories about animals and birds to tales of kings and queens, let your child listen to them on Bal Gatha.
Wish you all a very happy Dasahara. Do you know why we celebrate this festival every year? Come, let's find out why this is considered such an auspicious time. Dasahara, also known as Dasara, is one of the main festivals celebrated by millions of Hindus all over the world. The main significance of this festival is the victory of good over evil. Before Dasahara comes the festival of Navratri, which is celebrated for 9 nights. Nava means 9 and Ratri means nights, leading up to the auspicious day of Vijayadashami or Vijaya in Bengali. Adults and children alike dress up in new clothes and jewelry and spend a festive time with their loved ones. People express their joy and worship through dances, dramas and performances on all 10 days. The main dance associated with Dasahara is a colorful and rhythmic group performance called Garba in Gujarat. In Bengal and Orissa, people celebrate Durga Puja, which starts on Devi Paksha, which is the first day of Navratri, where the goddess comes from the Himalayas, which is her home, to her parents' home on earth. Huge pandals with idols of goddess Durga are made to celebrate the puja. A special bhog of khichdi, bengan bhaja, which is with brinjal bhaji, rasagulla and payas, which is rice kheer, is prepared and distributed to the devotees. Durga Ashtami and Navami are huge celebrations in the state. On the day of Vijaya, women play holi with sindoor, and finally, the idols are immersed in water. This signifies the goddess's return to the Himalayas. There are many stories related to this festival, the most popular one being killing of Ravana, the king of Lanka, by Lord Rama. Kids, do you know Lord Ram was the 7th incarnation of Lord Vishnu? Have you heard the story associated with his birth? You can listen to it as well on Gatha Story. Coming back to today's story, Ram, Sita and Lakshman left their kingdom Ayodhya and went to exile for 14 years. When they were staying in the forest of Dandakaranya, Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. On a separate note, children, can you locate Dandakaranya forest on Google and share it with us? We are eager to know the location. Now let's continue our story. Lord Rama, on knowing his wife Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, set off with Lakshman to Lanka to rescue her. He was assisted in this task by the monkey king Sugriva and his most faithful aide, Bhakta Hanuman. After a 10-day-long battle, Lord Rama attained victory by killing Ravana and travelled back to his kingdom Ayodhya with his family. We celebrate his victory on Vijayadashami by burning a huge effigy of Ravana, which signifies the end of evil in our society. The significance of Dasara or Vijayadashami is also attributed to the victory of goddess Durga over the evil buffalo demon Mahishasura, who had believed that no woman on earth could ever cause him any harm. Terrified by his atrocities, the gods Brahma, Vishnu and Shiv combined all their powers to create goddess Durga, who is also known as Shakti. After a 9-day-night long fight, in which the demon kept assuming different animal forms, Durga killed Mahishasura with her trident. Did you know, Dasara is celebrated on a very grand scale in the heritage city of Mysore, in the state of Karnataka. The highlight is the procession of the goddess Chamundeshwari, who is placed in a golden howdah over the magnificently decorated royal elephant. The palace is beautifully illuminated and the entire city bears a festive mood on this day. During Navratri, different different forms of goddesses are worshipped on different days. On the seventh day of Navratri, many people worship the goddess of knowledge, Saraswati. This signifies the supremacy of knowledge and literacy in our lives over darkness and ignorance. Many children are made to start their official learning, also known as Akshara Abhyasa, on this auspicious day. Another reference to this auspicious festival is from the Mahabharata. The Pandava brothers were under incognito exile, meaning they had to hide their true identities for a period of one whole year. Therefore, they had worshipped and hidden all their weapons in a shami tree and had taken shelter in the Matsya kingdom. Even today, many people follow this practice by worshipping their daily use gadgets and appliances on the 8th day of Navratri, also known as Ayodhya Puja. Yet another interesting story associated with Dasara is that of Kautsa, the young son of Devadatta. After Kautsa completed his studies, he insisted his guru Varatantu to accept Guru Dakshina. After lots of requests, his guru agreed. Do you know finally what his guru asked for? He asked for 14 crore gold coins. 1 crore for each of the 14 sciences he taught Kautsa. His guru was trying to test Kautsa. Kautsa went to King Raghuraj, the ancestor of Rama, who was known for his generosity. The king wanted to help Kautsa, but he had performed the Vishwajit Puja and donated a lot of money to the Brahmins. So he did not have that many gold coins to give to Kautsa. The king did not know what to do, as he was known for his generosity, but he could not help a simple student. So King Raghuraj went to Lord Indra and asked for gold coins. Do you know what Lord Indra did? He asked Kuber, the god of wealth, to make a rainfall of gold coins on the Shanu and Apati trees around Raghuraja's city of Ayodhya. Can you imagine how amazing it would be to see a rainfall of gold? Anyways, in this manner, Raghuraj was able to fulfill his promise to Kautsa. The remaining coins from the rainfall were distributed by the king to his people of the Ayodhya city. As this event happened on the day of Vijayadashami, it has become a custom to this day to collect apathi leaves and exchange it as auspicious gifts. This custom of exchange is very popular in the state of Maharashtra. Wow, that's really a lot of reasons to celebrate Dasara, isn't it? I'm sure you all have lots of special moments to share with your family and friends as well. Please do share with us what Dasara means to you and how do you celebrate it at home. Have lots of fun and remember, always do good, because good always reigns supreme over evil. And that, my dear children, is the real essence of the Sahara.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story on Balgatha. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit balgatha.com. This episode was produced by Gatha Story.
Balgatha, the podcast that not only entertains, but also educates your child.